ticket.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy 38th birthday. And I hear it's your second anniversary wedding. I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney, and your birthday is here. Happy birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Dave,
you need to do,
what's that called? Soroy's doing it.
Cameo.
Do it, Davey.
Yeah.
You could be bigger than Soroy if you keep working.
I don't know. It seems like a recipe for, I don't know.
Possible failure?
Disappointment, failure, hot dog. Like, what if you sign up for Cameo and then no one ever buys one?
Well, that's worst case scenario.
Then you'd be humbled. And you need that.
Then you'd be killer.
I've done four.
You're on Cameo.
Yeah, Soroy told me to do it, so I did it. And so, I've made...
Do we know how much Soroy's made so far?
You do whatever Soroy tells you to?
Most of the time.
All right, Davey.
Like how much can I expect to clear from this Cameo racket?
I don't know. Throw it to Mino.
Mino, sponsors and Cameo information.
Thank you, Davey. A1 Locksmith brings you Dano with more Cameo.
Dave, I think this is your old friend Corby, by the way.
Well, let me introduce the Hardline or whatever they want to be called.
We have 3 to 7.
New liners now. How about that?
Super fake Hardline?
Because for the first week of the change, it was like they didn't really know, like management didn't know we were doing the change because we had the same liners promoting Bob and Dan at noon to 3. With double D's, I think it was Donovan, too, they were promoting, and Gribble. Anyway, this is the Hardline now. It's Corby.
It's hard to keep track.
Corby Davidson. And Bob.
Bobby.
So I think, Dave, you stand to earn somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $200,000 a year. Based on my projections, which I've run the numbers, they seem accurate.
If that were the case, you'd be on it right now, right? You'd like.
I will sign up.
We wouldn't
from
even
the
see
car.
You'd leave here now,
Dave.
Projections, Dave. I can't promise you anything.
Yeah. There's no guarantees,
right? But it's I feel very good about this.
It's just like when you order those coins from the Franklin Mint. Like they can't guarantee they're going to go up in value,
right?
But they probably will,
right,
Dave?
Or maybe you're looking to score some Molly. You're hoping that it's good, right?
Yeah.
But you never know these days.
Dave.
Dave.
That's why I get it from Julie.
Dave.
She's the hookup
then
for
you know it's good.
GHB yeah. for the whole office.
Gluten-free Molly.
Gluten-free Molly.
Gluten-free pizza.
So today is Wednesday, February 26th, 57th day of the year. 309 days are left in 2020.
We're never going to make it.
Dave. When will this thing end?
Dave.
This is the very day in 1998 that a jury in Amarillo, Texas, rejected an $11 million lawsuit brought by Texas cattlemen who blamed Oprah Winfrey for a price fall after she did a segment on food safety that included a discussion about mad cow disease.
Yeah, she had to do her show live from Lubbock. Like, I think she was in a slaughterhouse doing her show for like a week.
She gave all the cows a new car.
Yeah.
I believe.
Wow.
Without this whole controversy, there would be no Dr. Phil show. Because isn't that where she met Dr. Phil?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
This meat is no good.
Yeah, he was one of the guys slaughtering the cattle.
These cows are mad, okay?
If you eat this meat, there's no reason for you to be healthy anymore.
Holy crap, look at that guy's head on Dr. Phil.
We have a lot of P1 birthdays today. Danae says, happy birthday to my fiance, Cole Balkman. He's 29. Leaders, Junes, Gordo, Jake.
Is that a real last name?
What does it say?
I mean, it's spelled different, but that's a weird last name.
Frisbee. Danae Frisbee. Yeah, what? Probably.
Or is she the heir to the Frisbee throne?
Wow. I would totally marry her then.
I thought that was the Whammo family.
Sean wishes happy birthday to Chad Hannon. That's my brother. He is 41. He would love to hear his name. His leaders are Jake's country music knowledge and Danny's car flask.
Those are excellent leaders.
Bracket Dan, it's the 25th birthday of Stars front office man Cody Strull.
Cody.
This is from Brandon. His leaders are Julie Dobbs and Ed Belfour.
Wow.
What the hell for?
That's a good dude right there.
Thank you, homie.
Would like a birthday shout-out from fake Jamie Benn. And for Stars tickets, call Cody at 214-GO-STARS.
Plugola.
Oh, Jamie, would you like to wish Cody Strull a happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Why are you so out of breath? You don't seem to have any energy today at all.
Yes. Is this a...
Do you like low energy Jamie Benn after the games?
Or do you... Yeah. It's always a good interview.
Would you run through a wall for him?
Isn't it hard to imagine him as your
That's
captain?
That's my captain.
Yeah, like...
You're going to win the Stanley Cup.
When's the Hardline going to do the Jamie Benn pep talk
Let's
bit?
Go out there and have some energy in this trip. Here you go.
The secret audio.
Maybe today.
I'm so angry at the other team right now.
Michael White is 29 today. His leaders are Dan and Gordo.
Bass.
You gotta leave it all on the ice.
Gosh!
From Sammy White's.
You're gonna hate yourself for the rest of your life.
Couple more. We have David says the 27th birthday of my V1 girlfriend, Bailey. Her leader is the fake Cassidy e-brake voter.
It's a good leader.
That's
Bailey
a great leader.
Quarters.
Hey, Dan.
Was that a drop?
I think it was, Dan. I'm not sure.
Yes, Bob.
We got to book you for tomorrow.
Guess what I...
Are we doing a movie review?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch it tonight. I haven't watched it yet.
It's up to you. But we would like to book you perhaps in the PM Power Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Birth of a Nation?
Maybe 5:15.
No, not Birth of a Nation.
Close. It's a Hitler movie.
Jojo Rabbit?
We'll take either 5:15 or 5:30 or 5:50 from you. It's
I
your choice.
That this weekend.
Boss Gags is on the soundtrack.
All right, I will not do it unless you will broadcast from close to my home.
Well, as luck would have it, we will be at the Glass Cactus at the Grapevine... What is it called?
At the Grapevine?
The Gaylord.
Yeah.
The Grapevine.
I was trying to be supportive there, but I didn't know where you were going.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome,
man,
if you guys were at the Grapevine Bar.
So you're giving me not only a home-based broadcast, but the Power Hour?
Yes.
Yep, we got a new Power Hour starting today.
Damn.
Details to follow, but we're building around Dan tomorrow.
Yeah.
Will you give me a discount on drinks?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll buy your drinks.
Everything.
Wow.
Over there.
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
Will you pay for his movie rental?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, it's going to be $5.99 on iTunes.
Oh, you're assuming he doesn't already own it.
Shop around. You can probably find $3.99.
Okay. That $2 is worth the time just to go to iTunes, right? Sam Schmelz. This is from Tobin. His leader is Line 4 Man. Hmm. He's in a Journey cover
band. He who schmelts it, delts it.
And Lady Slit. P1 Courtney Brown wants to wish a happy birthday to Dr. Chris Lee. I did not wake him up in that special way because, A, he's not my husband. B, I'm friends with his wife. C, I go to church with him.
What are you doing?
His leaders are Junes and Bob. And that's from Courtney. You know her, Corby. Courtney Brown. You've seen her.
Oh, I know Courtney.
At many
I love Courtney.
And I would like to just do a blanket thing here because quite a few of the birthdays today requested a joke from Line 4 Guy, and I'm not
Imagine
sure if,
that.
Oh, really?
If Davey has ever experienced one of those live in person. So here, if he has one, Line 4 Guy.
Well, we're going to be visiting with little Johnny again. Little Johnny asks, Mommy, where do babies come from? His mother replies, the stork brings them. Well, little Johnny, he's puzzled. He asks, then who bangs the stork?
See, there's always a misunderstanding,
right,
between Johnny and a teacher or Johnny and his mother.
Johnny seems to know more than we anticipate.
Are we doing a disservice to the Johnnies of the world by using him as just the default kid name?
You want me to start using Little Corby?
And did that impact Johnny Manziel's career?
Thinking of him as a perpetual child
because of his name. How about John?
Little Van asks, Mommy, where do babies come from?
Shut the fuck
up!
Man, that is not beefed well enough, and we play it all the time.
It's beefed perfectly. Look, you leave
you
my kids out of this.
You can't beat the C in that word. You have to...
You don't know nothing about radio, old man.
Yeah, back in my day...
Yeah, you're still stuck noon to three.
Yeah.
Everybody play nice.
More about radio. You're doing three to seven now.
Remember that quiz we gave you? You could have had the gig, but you failed it.
Oh, humbling. Anyway, elsewhere in birthdays, Oksana Bayul, Rolando Blackman.
Whoa, confidence, baby, confidence.
Marshall Faulk, Kelly Gruber. Lee Na. Who knows who Lee Na is?
Lee Na, the first Chinese. The first Chinese woman.
Go on, Corby.
Seriously.
The first Chinese man or woman to ever win a major in tennis.
Is this guy Chinese?
Fook.
So we don't know if it's a man or a woman. We just know they're Chinese.
Right.
It's a woman.
Still to be determined.
How do you determine a Chinese sex? You have to hold them.
It's not like Lee Majors.
Do you hold the egg up to a candle?
You have to chant. You have to chant. You have to say Chinese, Japanese.
Okay.
Dirty knees.
Did she win the Australian or the U.S. Open? Does it say on there?
Look at these.
Look at these.
Yeah,
I think she won the U.S.
Corby,
Open.
No one really cares, though.
Well, you asked if anybody knew who she was, and I know who she is.
Does she have coronavirus?
All Chinese have coronavirus.
Probably.
Did she put PP in your Coke?
Okay.
What?
That's their comedy.
Sometimes she likes to play joke.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Y'all are...
Very fair question. Danny's asking the question everybody else was thinking.
What a weird thing to hang on a third of the world's population.
I know. That they put pee-pee. Who made that up?
Being considered by everyone, really.
Me Chinese.
Look at all the free advertising.
You don't have to say it.
Me have joke. Me put pee-pee in your Coke.
You kind of delivered that like Brad Sham, which I...
Like, I just don't get it.
Oh, my God.
That needs to be a training camp mission to get Brad Sham to say that.
Do I stress you out? My sweater's on backwards. And
we're running out of time, so I'll say also Michael Bolton has a birthday. Born on this day, now dead. Let's go with Johnny Cash.
Little Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
You cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny...
And dead on this day, still dead, we not only have Bill Hicks, the comedian.
Ooh.
Sorry, Danny.
Sad day.
And Joseph Wapner, the judge.
Whoa. Wow.
But also court. Dead on this day, court still court. Dead, Bob, Trayvon Martin.
Don't bring me into this. I didn't change my avatar.
5, 4, three,
so that's how little you cared about it? You want to brag?
And you're done.
I believe Officer Burrell has some documents for you to sign, Dan.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Bye, Dave.
Take care.
Later. Bye.
Bye, Dave.